There have been a few situations that life brought me, and where it was really so clear what is the lesson behind it, to surrender to the feeling of helplessness.
Okay.
And this feeling of helplessness is being covered by a lot of anger. Whenever I feel there is, I'm helpless and a victim of maybe people treat me unfairly, or some situation where I'm stuck and I can't put my will through, wo ich mich nicht durchsetzen kann, because that will is so strong sometimes, and I think I have the right for this and that. This is fair, and it should be like this. So mm-hmm. There is this concept. And if I don't get it, there is so much helplessness. There was this helplessness is so difficult to experience alone, because it is covered up by a lot of anger. The anger is so huge that there is this, even this, I could kill somebody in this situation. So huge anger, which doesn't allow me to feel the helplessness. It seems that the mind avoids everything to experience the helplessness. And I feel that this helplessness can be a very gate, a deep gate for some giving up.
Forget this helplessness. Stay with this anger.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Only this anger. Mm-hmm. Even doesn't say anger. Say this power now. This energy now. Let relax and breathe into it. Let coming up. Did some cooking in you, like Don't express it, only let it really be in every cell. You feel it in every cell.
Yeah, it's a very fine, also Gratwanderung, very fine line. Yeah, mm-hmm. to not to go into the story.
Yeah,
to really leave the story and to just feel that anger, especially when you think I am so right and this person is
yes.
so wrong. This person is so wrong, and I have the right. And this person, and if you really see, if you really believe this. And you don't, in this situation, I watched myself not stopping to accuse the other one. I was aware, okay, I'm escaping that anger by accusing the other one.
What is accusing?
Also, den beschuldigen, dass er das falsch gemacht hat, no?
Mm-hmm.
In the situation, I could see, yes, I should stop now, accusing this person, because this avoids feeling that anger.
Exactly. That,
yeah?
Yeah.
But still, this accusing, and he shouldn't have done this. It's
yeah.
so wrong. This force, it came up so intensely, this anger, I could have really killed somebody. And I'm a very peaceful person,
yeah.
I thought, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It can happen that you're sitting there with closing eyes and
yeah.
you feel this I can't kill, and you see all these pictures, what you are doing, what you're really
mm-hmm.
able to do now. Let it coming. It's only pictures.
Okay.
Let it everything coming up. It's also some kind of cleaning.
The pictures of how I feel and what I could do with this energy.
The pictures
yeah?
will come. You don't need to think about this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start
yes.
to think about this. It's
mm-hmm.
not a good idea.
Yeah.
If there's only this feeling, stay with this feeling.
It's such a destructive feeling, which when you think, oh God, if that never goes away, I
yes,
know I should invite
exactly
it as if
this.
It would never go away.
Yes.
Mm.
Forever. Let experience this power forever. This is just being totally, this is just welcome totally.
Yeah, I feel this anger wants to protect the helplessness. It is the last exit to give up. To helplessness is more direct. If I just say, okay, like this, I have to surrender now because I can't change. But the anger still want to change something.
Mm.
It wants to protect me from the still this helpless feeling, I think, is even stronger than the anger. But that control freak here is projecting. Some control freak is there, and it also doesn't, you know, sometimes I feel it's not in even in my control to choose when can I surrender to these feelings. It just happens, or it doesn't.
Great.
Yeah.
I can only see great. That's what happens. Yeah. Like all these people coming and press your buttons, all these friends.
To really see that it has got nothing to do with that situation outside, but only with me. This is nearly, it's a great lesson.
Yeah.
It's a great lesson, and there is, the mind is finding lots of ways to justify, sich rechtfertigen.
Don't take it even like it is only about me. Even this is not the truth. This is now here, this feeling. Nothing to do with this person, nothing to do with this person.
Yeah.
This is now here. Okay. Let's experience this now. Open. And you don't know what happens.
To ask somebody then to help me through this, to ask for help, no? Also to pray in the situation, to ask for
you can somebody. Of course,
so to show me the way through that.
Yes, you can speak with God.
Yeah.
Guide me now, please. I don't know how. So intensive. Give him everything. The good things at this bad man. He takes everything. He only shows you all these limitations, all this what we believe, what we are. That you see, you're not this.
Yeah.
You're not this, and you're not this, and you're not this. And after this, there's space for him, space for light, space for what is truth in you.
The only thing we do is to stay with it, huh? To allow all this. And
not only
else.
To stay, only to welcome this.
To welcome it.
Like an old friend. Hey, okay, open the door. come on, stay forever. To welcome you like you are in the moment. You are not these feelings, you are not the thoughts, you are not this body, but we believe it. So it's about to find out the truth. If you welcome this, what this really is, to really welcome this, experience this totally, and you will see what this really is. And to pry is great. If you can do it, yes. People forget this.
To pray.
And play with this.
And
play with this.
And play with this.
Yeah. Don't take it too serious. And we make some work. Oh, that's very hard work then. No. Sometimes you are cheeky.
You know, if it comes so like a volcano, then playing is is difficult, you know.
Huh?
If it comes like a volcano, the okay. Playing...
Play this volcano.
Uh-huh.
How is to beat this?
This... Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes.